everyone. I'm Nicole, and you're listening to All Access Pass, a show brought to you by the Accessibility Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land of the Musqueam people. So, it's just me again for another solo episode, and today I'm going to be playing a little bit of music for one of my favorite musicians with a disability, Jeff Stanfield, so you won't have to listen to me blab nonstop. But I do have some interesting content for you. So today's episode is going to be about healthcare accessibility and equity, and I'll say pretty limited to healthcare within Canada and the United States. Today I'll be touching on social justice and intersectionality with considerations for race and gender treatment in healthcare. So as I'm broadcasting here from Vancouver, Canada, I'd like to start by acknowledging some crucial inequities within healthcare in Canada, specifically for Indigenous folks. And I'll kind of get into that by first going into this notion that we have a quote-unquote free healthcare system. I say quote-unquote because there are some cracks that do need to be filled, but Canada is largely known for our free healthcare system that was put in place in 1867. It's funded federally, provincially, and territorially by taxpayers by a program called Medicare. So Medicare covers quote-unquote medically necessary things, does not cover vision or dental, but it does cover hospital and doctor visits, inpatient hospital care, surgery, hospice and certain nursing facilities, necessary surgeries, lab tests, and some other things. So long as you are Canadian with a valid health card, you are eligible for Medicare. So there are some barriers to accessing a valid health card, which include citizenship or permanent residency, and also having a valid postal code or address that you can link said health card to. So as you can imagine, many people who are houseless or homeless do not necessarily have quote-unquote free healthcare, even though they might be Canadian. So this is a problematic and a rather large health barrier for houseless people. So we'll get a little bit back into Indigenous healthcare in Canada. So although healthcare in Canada is generally more accessible to most people who are eligible for Medicare, that does not mean there is equal treatment for all. And this really does go back to how Indigenous people in Canada have been treated with healthcare in the past. So Indigenous people who receive healthcare in Canada have often been ignored or not taken seriously when reporting pain or symptoms, and several medical conditions have gone undiagnosed or mistreated for Indigenous folks. So this has led to a lot of justified distrust within the Canadian healthcare system. Additionally, Indigenous people have not just experienced ignorance, they have actively experienced abuse in the healthcare system. There is plenty of documented evidence of Indigenous women being told they would have a certain procedure and they would actually be sterilized. So there are now separate Indigenous health authorities led and governed by Indigenous people that work with provincial healthcare systems and federal healthcare systems. So with that said, I'd also like to acknowledge that people of color, especially women of color, have also been treated rather inequitably in healthcare. So they have had very similar problems to Indigenous groups. There are significant amounts of research that prove people of color, especially women of color, will be ignored and not taken seriously when it comes to seeking healthcare. So I think with that said, I'd really like to emphasize that there is this myth that Canada is amazing and we have free healthcare and it's like one of the best systems in the world. And it for sure is a great system compared to other places in the world in the sense that it's much more accessible to those than perhaps in the States or other places. But just because healthcare is more accessible legally still doesn't mean that it's necessarily equitable or provides the same kind of treatment for everybody. And with that said, we'll take a break right there with that little introduction, and I'll play you a little bit of Jeff Stanfield.
Just look on out there, the whole world is trying to score. Everyone's a soldier and every nation is at war. Are we going down? Are we going down for the last time? Are we going down for the last time? And never coming back again. Security and warfare has been a myth for far too long. But we can only save ourselves when we help each other to be strong. The world keeps getting hotter, so too late to stop it. Like a Hollywood scene, I'm starting to dream. We'll be going down for the last time and never coming back again.
We'll be right back. Unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
It's Nicole. Welcome back. You're listening to All Access Pass, a show brought to you by the Accessibility Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. So if you missed the first bit, I am talking a little bit about the Canadian healthcare system, accessibility within the healthcare system, and larger inequities that a lot of people face within the healthcare system. So I left off talking a little bit about Indigenous healthcare and how Indigenous folks have traditionally been treated in the Canadian healthcare system, and I brushed a little bit on people of color and women of color. Now I'd like to get a little bit more into gender politics and healthcare. So if you look at hierarchies of privilege, the person who is most likely going to be taken seriously when they present with healthcare issues are cisgender, heterosexual, white men. And then as you kind of compound states of marginalization, so let's say you're a woman of color, you're a queer woman, or you are a queer, non-binary person, the less likely you are going to be taken seriously, and the more your medical ailments are going to be treated like hysteria, which is very upsetting. As a woman of color myself, I have definitely experienced some of that in the healthcare system. I can't really speak specifically to my race and not being taken seriously because of my race, but I definitely have as a woman. So just a little bit of personal anecdote here. As a woman who has gone to the hospital because of whatever symptom, I often feel like this is also probably very common for a lot of women. A lot of doctors write whatever symptoms you have as premenstrual, postmenstrual, menstrual, or a symptom of pregnancy. And they usually don't ask if there's any chance you could be pregnant or test you first. They just assume so, which is really, really frustrating when you do have a lot of valid symptoms and you are kind of just reduced to your reproductive organs. With that said, that also goes a lot for a lot of non-binary people and trans folks. A lot of them are just told that their health problems are a result of whatever transitioning experience they are having. And to compound all of that, there is a significant lack of research for women's medical problems as well as trans medical problems. A lot of medical research is done on specific groups of white men and really not enough for women or people of color or trans folks. And that really just doesn't help this knowledge barrier for people that aren't white men in who are seeking healthcare. So with that gender bias in healthcare, there is this hysterical woman phenomenon that I think a lot of people will have heard about in some writer capacity in their lifetime. Essentially, the hysterical woman phenomenon is women are treated as crazy, having their symptoms be purely psychological, or a result of menstruating or sexual reproduction organs, and their concerns aren't taken seriously. This has led to a lot of really problematic pieces of history in the past, such as women receiving lobotomies because they were told they were just too emotional, when in reality they were definitely facing some very valid real struggles and probably weren't being given the help that they needed. So with that hysterical women phenomenon that has definitely extended to not just women, but people of color, non-binary folks, and really anybody that won't be taken seriously. And as a result, women and non-binary folks and people of color will go with higher undiagnosed rates, more unmedicated, untreated. And it's just really not conducive for an equitable healthcare system. And this isn't a problem that's specific to Canada. It's one that is a very systemic issue within a lot of healthcare systems that roots back to a lot of misogyny. So we're not just going to blame the Canadian healthcare system here. But it's really not ideal. And when I think about this problem and the inequities for gender healthcare and racial healthcare, I think a lot about how to solve it. And I really do think that the best way to go about it is to have more representation in healthcare. And that goes for all aspects of healthcare. That goes for doctors, for nurses, for researchers, especially those in pharmaceutical sciences. For policymakers, we need to see more people that are being represented so interests of everyone can be met and healthcare can be made more equitable. So now I'd kind of like to touch a little bit on accessibility for healthcare in Canada. One part that Canada, I feel like, is really behind on is accessibility of mental health care. So while a lot of physical ailment treatments are covered in Canada, mental health treatment is not one of them. You usually have to have extra insurance from your employer or your workplace or your parents' insurance, and that makes the mental health access really difficult. And not only mental health access, but if you are neurodivergent, it is costly and not covered to be treated and tested in most cases. So not only is there this branch that's missing in terms of who can access healthcare, people who have valid health cards, but also there's a very significant portion of healthcare that's really being ignored here, and that's mental health, especially with growing reported numbers of people who report mental health problems or mental illness. You'd think that there would be more support at a provincial or federal level for better mental health resources. Unfortunately, that is not the case. So that is a large oversight within the Canadian healthcare system that I think should also really be addressed. So now I'd like to get a little bit into accessibility in healthcare for those with disabilities. I think that my first thought when I first kind of reached into this was healthcare should be the best possible place for people with accessibility needs. And my reasoning for that was healthcare is kind of all about accessibility. It's about helping those that are sick, those with disabilities, but that's really not the case. I've touched on this before with different models of viewing disability and accessibility. The medical model kind of views people with disabilities like there's something wrong with them and that they're always trying to fix someone instead of accommodating. So healthcare typically, as funny and ironic as it is, usually doesn't have a lot of super accessible environments, and transportation to certain healthcare locations like hospitals, certain clinics, is not the most accessible. I think it's really interesting that there is definitely an intersection between capitalism and accessibility to healthcare. Especially with private and public insurance, but largely one very niche one is how much parking costs at hospitals. It costs a lot of money to park at hospitals, and for those with disabilities who can't take public transit as easily and prefer to drive or have someone drive them, that's another huge boundary there. But this is a really common issue within the healthcare system, is that several disabilities and chronic illnesses are not adequately researched. Therefore, adequate coverage and care is not provided. There's also a significant link between disability and homelessness or poverty, and a large lack of access to such services is only a disservice to those with disabilities. With that said, I've seen some pretty great initiatives in BC healthcare, specifically Life Labs. There's a little box you can check if you need any accommodations, and there's one specifically for people who are neurodivergent and require certain environments to stay in or be treated in. So I think that's really wonderful, and I would love to see more of those accommodations at more healthcare facilities. Also, very few doctors and health aides understand or know how to accommodate neurodivergent folks, and a lot of that I do think can be credited to the fact that the healthcare system is really overrun, at least the Canadian healthcare system is really overrun and overworked, and not enough resources are given towards community-based programs to help understand the general needs of the public. And with that said, thank you for listening. I am going to go to another Jeff Stanfield song on standby.
I was easy walking, ever talking with a friend. We were lovers, comrades to the end. When was it the right time to be who we need to be? She wondered, is our road good for me? Oh yeah. But there were ways that we thought differently. We chatted to our complexity. I don't mean to doubt us, but sometimes it's how I feel. And I appreciate it's alright. Speak out my own will. I come so many miles to find where I call home. And I need to live in my way to go on. Oh yeah. Any lesson I'll confess there's something wrong. Need to know I need to grow where I need to go. Well, it's good, so good. Where it's nothing but good. Oh yeah, well, it's good, so good. It's nothing but down looking up at a moon big as a car, cuddled close together. I can feel her heart. I have to say it hurt me, but I know she's being real in a way that only adds to her appeal. I just wish I could express all that I feel. Oh yeah, right to quest for no less. Oh yeah. No, I'm always gonna be there waiting for you. That's what a promise is for. My love with you is like the moon off the water, just like the rocks on the shore. They'll never lose their shine for all time, yeah. For our love will shine to the end. Lucky penny down in my pocket, it's gonna be our ticket to ride. For I'm here on the pier, soon as they dock it, find a way to slow us inside. A new life we'll find for all time, yeah. Cause our love will shine till the end of the line. And though it's a long, hard journey, I love you. Feel a little nervous, I am too. We've been anticipating this day from our birth, yeah. With you, my darling, gonna sail the earth. Journey, I love you. You feel a little nervous, I am too. We've been anticipating this day from our birth, yeah, yeah. With you, my darling, gonna sail the earth. You never have to worry, I'm gonna wander. Don't leave a memory behind. For I'm here on the pier, soon as they dock it, find a way to stow us inside. A new life we'll find for all time, yeah. Cause our love will shine to the end of the line. For our love will shine for all time.
Duck Club presents Treefort Music Fest, coming to downtown Boise March 20th to 24th, 2024. Lineup is out now, featuring musical acts Channel Trace, Ty Segall, Nico Case, Frank Moody, Briston Maroney, Drama, Dead, and so much more. This five-day festival features over 400 bands, plus comedy, yoga, food, beer, art, films, drag, and more. Full lineup, ticket packages, and more information at treefortmusicfest.com. MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
Hi, welcome back. It's Nicole, and you're listening to All Access Pass, a show brought to you by the Accessibility Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. And I've been talking a little bit today about healthcare accessibility and inequity. So health inequities are something that isn't just a Canadian healthcare problem. It's a worldwide problem. Access to healthcare has never been equitable, really, anywhere for everyone, and likely never will be, but we should always strive for such. So a lot of health inequity problems really come down to a lot of systemic issues within society, a lot of bias against people of color, against women, against trans folks, and a lot of bias against people with disabilities, and especially how the world is modeled around those with disabilities. And, you know, talking about this subject can be a downer, especially as someone who avoids the hospital at all costs just because I know exactly how I'm going to be treated whenever I need immediate medical attention. And I really do think that the best way to combat these problems within our healthcare system is to have more representation in healthcare positions and those who make healthcare policy. So more trans people, more women of color, more trans folks of color, more queer people, more people with disabilities. We need more people who's looking out for everyone and not just the interests of one specific group. So I hope that gives you a lot to think about for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you and you will hear from me next week. Ooh.